And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. If I don't sound as upbeat and as lively as I usually do on this radio show, there's a reason for it. And what you're hearing in my throat, in my voice, is the sound of sorrow. You're hearing the sound of sorrow. What am I getting at? Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. It's been around for almost 35 years. It was founded by Del Walmsley in Houston, Texas, back in 1990. And I don't think that Del knew, I don't think he could possibly know what starting this organization meant to all the people that became members of this organization. I don't think he could possibly know back in 1990 that by creating Lifestyles Unlimited, he would go on to change the minds and the hearts of a lot of people. Now, the reason I'm all choked up, I'm just going to come clean with you. I lost a dear friend. I did. And he was a member of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It's where I met him. It's where I met this guy. And one of the things that I learned quickly about this gentleman was that he and I were cut from the same cloth in many different respects. He and I had experienced similar things in our lives, although we had lived completely different lives. I spent 27 years in the United States Army. My friend Peter Nierman, he didn't do military service. He did not. He was a chef and a restaurant manager. He was a critical care nurse until one day fate got a hold of him and he was involved in an accident. He was in Hawaii, if I remember the story correctly. He was in Hawaii, and he was in the water, in the ocean, and a rogue wave just welled up. A rogue wave welled up, picked him up, and if I recall the story correctly, and I may not have this correct, and I don't think it really matters if I have it correct, but at the end of the day, my friend Peter Nierman broke his neck. And he became a quadriplegic. Now, this happened before he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. That moment in his life completely changed his life. He went from being ambulatory and mobile to not. He went from coming and going as he pleases to being confined to a wheelchair. My friend Peter had broken his neck and it caused paralysis from the chest down. Actually, I think the paralysis was even higher. I think over time he was able to fight and win the fight to get some of the paralysis to go away. I think actually he was paralyzed from the shoulders down, and I think through hard work and effort, he was able to move the paralysis down through his body. That's the kind of guy Peter Nierman was. When I got news, see, I'm tearing up on you guys, and I'll just be honest with you. I'm not ashamed of it, because this guy was my friend. This guy had been through things that I had been through, and he understood me. He understood me as a human being. He understood me as somebody who had gone through trauma, very similar to the trauma he experienced, although not to the extent of the trauma that he experienced. Let me be very clear about that. His was way worse than mine was. And he was a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. He was a part of a culture that I'm a part of that allows us to change the trajectory of our lives by investing in real estate. And I will tell you this about Peter Nierman. No bigger cheerleader for Lifestyles Unlimited than Peter. Peter was a guy that believed in what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. He believed in the roadmap. He believed in the ability to change the trajectory of his life. And you know what he accomplished? He accomplished just that. As a matter of fact, Peter went on to becoming an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited. And I think he was, if he wasn't the very first ambassador, he was one of our very first ambassadors, because Peter's been on the scene for a while. And I know this about Peter. He helped create the ambassador program. Now, some of you are going, ambassador program? What's that? What's this ambassador program? Okay. The ambassador program is a program within the Lifestyles Unlimited community that allows for members to assist other members with putting on events, putting on meetups, getting together, doing the things that we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members in locations where Lifestyles Unlimited doesn't have fixed assets. And it's even in locations where we do have fixed assets. The neat thing about the ambassador program, it's an extension of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It allows Lifestyles Unlimited to do the work of Lifestyles Unlimited beyond the borders of Texas. It's part of how we grew as a nationwide organization. And Peter was a part of that. Peter was always on the tip of the spear, if you will, when it came to any type of event that needed to be held in his local area. Now, you're probably wondering, where did Peter live? He lived in a place that we call Arizona. Yeah, you heard of it, right? It's one of the 50 states, right? Okay, so the neat thing about Peter was instrumental in expanding the Lifestyles Unlimited presence into the greater Phoenix area. And through his efforts, I firmly believe that Lifestyles Unlimited grew so quickly in the Arizona market, specifically because of Peter's presence, specifically because of his efforts, because of what he did to expand what we do as an organization. So some of you are thinking, all right, what do you guys do as an organization? I've lost it, Al. I've totally lost it. All right. Lifestyles Unlimited, again, is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's all we do. And we do it extremely well. We've done it for almost 35 years. We've helped people like me, people like Peter, change their lives. So how did Lifestyles Unlimited help a guy like Peter, who is a quadriplegic, change his life? By giving him the roadmap. We gave him the roadmap. What does the roadmap consist of, Al? The roadmap consists of education, a lot of it, and focus. And then it has to do with finding the right mentor to put on your team. Once you accomplish those limited things, you are prepared to change your life. Now, Peter understood that. He totally understood that. When he became a member and he went through the educational program, man, all the lights and bells were clicking in his mind. Because what he found was he found a system that would work even for a quadriplegic. He could invest in real estate assets from a wheelchair. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, Peter went on. Now, before I tell you what I was going to tell you, let me take a step back and let me go back into ancient history just a little bit. Peter became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited in the same year that I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. You know why he joined? Because he had the same problem I had. Yeah, a retirement problem. We both had a retirement problem. Now, I didn't know Peter when he joined in 2017 because he joined in Phoenix, Arizona. I joined in San Antonio, Texas. Those locations are, well, they're a little bit far apart. So I never had the immediate opportunity to meet Peter. But then in 2017, Lifestyles Unlimited threw an event that we throw annually. It's called Expo. It's the biggest event that I think any real estate organization throws that is designed specifically to enhance its memberships, education, and mentoring, and all the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And we do it all under one roof. We usually take over a convention center. We usually have about 5,000 of our members show up. We have some people that are not members show up, and that's totally fine. And you know who showed up in that at that expo event in 2017? Well, I did. I went because I was curious. And Peter went because he was curious too. He wanted to see this big thing called Lifestyles Unlimited in action. And you know what? So did I. At that event in 2017, I had the opportunity to meet Peter for the very first time. And what I found out about Peter was his backstory. He shared his backstory with me. I mean, I'm one of these guys that my mouth gets me in trouble sometimes. It really does, because sometimes I'm willing to ask questions that nobody else is willing to ask because I'm looking to get information. So I'm sitting here having a conversation with Peter. We had just met, and you know what comes out of my mouth? Hey, how'd you wind up in a wheelchair, pal? Yeah, that's how crass I am. I am that crass. And you know what Peter said? Funny you should ask. Let me tell you the story. And you know what Peter did? He told me the story of how it all happened. And here's the thing. It wasn't a sad story. It wasn't. It was a story of his life. It was the story of something that occurred in his life that broke his neck, that completely changed the trajectory of his life in an instant. Imagine you breaking your neck. Imagine you not having the ability to use your arms or your legs or your hands or your feet or your fingers or your toes. Having all that taken away from you instantaneously. And then you have to rebuild your life from a wheelchair, trying to figure out how to live from a wheelchair when you have no previous experience or education on how to do it. And that was Peter's life. That's what happened to Peter. And when he told the story, it was never a sad story. And here's why. Peter's life was an abundant life. It was a happy life. And I miss my friend. We come back from the break. More about Peter and me. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by reflecting on the life of a gentleman who is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He was a Lifestyles Unlimited ambassador, and he was a friend to many, 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 many Lifestyles Unlimited members. When I say the name Peter Nierman, and you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you automatically know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy that was confined to a wheelchair as a quadriplegic that had a retirement problem that wasn't going to sit still with having a retirement problem. And he wasn't going to let having a broken neck keep him from having the life that he desired to have. Peter was one of these guys that saw the glass half full, not half empty, but half full. Peter was somebody that didn't let his situation detract him from accomplishing what it was that he wanted to achieve. And Peter was just an all-around nice guy. He was just an all-around nice guy. He was fun to talk to. He was fun to communicate with. And you could communicate with him. Now get this. He was on social media. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at a video that he posted on his Facebook page of him downhill skiing. Yeah, you heard me correctly. A quadriplegic downhill skiing in the mountains on snow, on skis. I saw it. I saw the video. That's the kind of guy I'm talking about. So check it out. Peter had an accident. It changed his life. It caused him to stop doing the things that he used to do for work. It gave him a bag of money, and he was put into a situation where he had to live off that bag of money. In addition to that, he lost his job. Think about it. If you're a critical care nurse, how do you do your job if you're all of a sudden a quadriplegic? It's kind of difficult. The two things don't align up, do they? In addition to not having a job, he had three small kids at home and his beautiful wife, Julie. And I will tell you this about that beautiful wife, Julie. There is nobody on this planet that loved Peter Nierman more than Julie Nierman. I guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. She loved him so much. And I know she still loves him so much. I mean, I need to stop saying that in the past tense, because at the end of the day, her love just doesn't stop just because he is passed on from this planet. So what did they do? They checked out Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, a lot of folks might have checked out Lifestyles Unlimited and went, wow, it sounds like a swingers club, not for us. It does kind of sound like a swingers club, doesn't it? It does, but it's not. It's not. So they heard the message that Lifestyles Unlimited promotes, a message of retirement in 5 years or less, a message of transitioning away from earned income to passive income, and a concept that you can't get rich slow. They listened to the message. They didn't see any reason why they couldn't accomplish it. As a matter of fact, Peter was the guy doing all the real estate investing. So what did he do? What did he buy, like one house and stop? No, not even close. Not even close. So let me give you some background. Now, I don't have his current portfolio in front of me. I don't have the current portfolio. You know, there's a lot going on in the family right now. I'm not going to bother them and ask them for, hey, Julie, can you give me the current portfolio? That would be rude, and even I wouldn't do that. So what I have is I have my notes from the last time I interviewed Peter, which was in 2023 on this radio show. And at that time, Peter had built up an inventory of 15 passive multifamily apartment complex deals. Now, he didn't just start there. He actually started with single family assets. When he became a member, the first thing he did was he bought a single family house, and then he bought another one. And you know what he told me? He says, you know, Al, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously. You know, Al, I tried buying a couple houses the Lifestyles Unlimited way. Next thing I know, I've got nine. Yeah, nine houses. And then after he achieved nine houses, what he did was he started selling some of the older inventory that he had. And he used the money that came from the sale of those assets to buy passive deals as a multifamily investor. See, Peter followed the natural progression of a real estate investor. And he did all of this from the confines of a wheelchair. Now, the question I have for all of you is, what's holding you back? What's keeping you from changing your life? Is your situation not desperate enough? Are you happy with your current life? Are you living a life of quiet desperation like Peter was? Maybe some of you have that same situation that Peter had. Insurance gave you a big bag of cash, and now you got to figure out how to live off that bag of cash. And that bag of cash is finite. It doesn't pay you cash flow, unlike the investments that Peter bought. Every one of these investments that I'm looking at on Peter's bio paid him cash flow. It's how he made ends meet. Now, sure, he can apply to Social Security and get disability. But here's the problem with Social Security disability. If you go out and get a job making money, you are punished. So at a certain point, you start making more money than they allow you to make, and they start taking your benefit away. Kind of an interesting conundrum, right? But here's the thing. That only applies to earned income, income that you go out and trade time for money for. What Peter figured out was that the passive income that comes from real estate investments did not impact his Social Security payments because the source of the money is a different source. It comes from a different place. So because it comes from a different place, it's treated differently. Now, Peter is married to Julie. He's got three kids, and they're all greatly missing their husband and father. Trust me, Peter was that great of a guy. I mean, I was just, ironically, I was looking at his Facebook page, and the majority of the photos that I see on his Facebook page are photos of people that I know. Yeah, I know there's Karen. Well, there's a picture with Julie. There's another picture with Karen. There's David. There's Carlos. There's, oh, I forgot his name. But what I'm getting at is that Peter was a large part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And what he did from the time he became a member in 2017 until the time of his passing, well, he effectively retired himself, and he effectively changed the entire trajectory of his life just by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, let me just tell you what life was like prior to his passing. In his own words, and here you go. One word sums up how Peter viewed his life. Wonderful. Yeah, he said wonderful. He says, I live in Phoenix. Kids are in college, Northern Arizona. Others are working. He's got a condo on the beach in Panama City Beach, Florida. He's able to travel. He's able to enjoy life. I told you I saw a video of him skiing. I'm looking at a picture of him behind the wheel of his van. So I know that he drove. The guy got around. Now, I don't want you to think that Peter Nierman is just some guy sitting in a wheelchair in a comatose state. That's not the guy I'm talking about. The guy I'm talking about lived life, in my opinion, the same way he lived life when his legs were working. I think Peter loved life. I think Peter loved his wife. I think Peter loved his children. And I think Peter loved the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And the reason I know that is because all of the photos that I'm looking at are screaming that at me. They're just screaming at me. Love. That's what the guy was about. He loved other people. He helped other people. He cared about other people. He's the perfect Lifestyles Unlimited member because that's what we do in our culture. We care about other people. We want to see other people succeed. I want to see other people who are not members of Lifestyles Unlimited become members of Lifestyles Unlimited and change their life the way I changed my life and the way Peter changed his life. I'm serious about that. That's what I think Peter wanted for anybody. I know that's what he wanted for all of his friends in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I know the guy poured his heart out and his mind out on his ambassador duties. First of all, let me just tell you, the ambassador position in Lifestyles Unlimited is a non-paid position. In other words, there's $0 associated with you doing the work of being an ambassador. But Peter didn't care. He didn't need the money. He didn't even want the money. He wanted the relationships. He was about the relationships. He was about making friends. He was about making money. He was about building a lifestyle for himself and his family and those that he knew and he cared about. That was my friend, Peter Nierman. Very cool guy, by the way. Yeah, very cool guy. As a matter of fact, very photogenic guy. Yeah, I mean, oh gosh, here we go. The man crush, here it comes. All right, so I'm looking at some photos of Peter, and you know, he's actually a pretty good looking guy. I can kind of see what Julie sees in the guy. He's got that all-American guy look. He's got a beard and a mustache, and he wears it well, and he likes to put on a beanie cap, which makes him look like a special forces guy in a wheelchair. Yeah, it does. And you know what? I'll tell you silly stuff about my friend Peter like that all the time, because he and I could joke about stuff like that. We could joke about stuff like that. Let me share with you one other thing about Peter that nobody knows, but now you guys are going to know. One of the reasons that Peter and I connected so well together is that when I was serving in the United States Army, I endured a spinal injury in my neck. I won't get into how it happened, but let's just say that I landed very forcefully on the back of my neck after being ejected from a military vehicle. Does that make sense? Okay. So I landed, I heard everything go like pop, 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 right up my neck, right? And I thought, oh my God, I'm dead. And I remember laying there and I wasn't dead. I wasn't dead. And then I remember my soldiers coming up going, hey, sir, you okay? You okay? And I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know. And I was able to get up and I was able to move around. My neck was sore and I was able to go back to duty. What I didn't understand at that time was that I had started damage to my cerebral, not my cerebral, my cervical area of my spine. And over time, that damage that I had done as a young man would continue to get worse over time. And it's what resulted, excuse me, it's what resulted in me having ultimately a spinal fusion. I am fused from C2 down to T2. For those of you that understand that, that's a lot of vertebrae that are all connected together. And I suffered immensely when I was going through that process, where I was going through the injury, where I was going through the pain, where I was going through the suffering. And here's the thing that I found with a guy like Peter Neerman, who had gone through something very similar. Now, I didn't break my neck. He did, but I didn't. But he could understand. I could have intimate conversations with Peter about my physical health. And he fully understood everything that I was saying because he had experienced it himself. See, Peter Neerman, to me, was more than a friend. He was kind of like a mentor for life for me because he had experienced physical trauma that I was experiencing. And I didn't know who to turn to for somebody just to understand what I was going through until I found Peter Neerman. And I found somebody that I had a bond with. I had, in more than one way or another, Peter Neerman and I are connected. Somehow, some way, he was meant to come into my life. He was meant to bring joy into my life. He was meant to bring some mentorship into my life. He was meant to teach me something very, very important. And you know what? You want to know what I learned? Here's what I learned. Friendship is everything. And when it gets taken away from you, it's still there. Peter may be gone. There's nothing that I can do to bring him back. Peter has moved on from this world, and I'm going to miss him. His family's going to miss him. The Lifestyles Unlimited community is going to miss him. We all lost something of high value and high significance in the form of a friend called Peter. At the end of the day, we can't bring Peter back, but what we can do is we can honor his memory. We can honor him by being successful like he was. We can honor him by thinking about him from time to time and caring for his family. We can honor him just by honoring him. Because at the end of the day, Peter Neerman was a shining light in the Lifestyles Unlimited community that is gone. But everything that Peter brought to the table will always be with us. Rest in peace, my friend Peter. Save me a spot in heaven. I miss you, my friend.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.